You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is just past 10:43 here on this Monday, July 24th, which means it's time for our Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Heron, and we are supposed to have Jeff Torres from the Farm Service Agency on, but unfortunately, he is... it looks like we might be able to get him on the line here. He'll be talking about a bunch of different stuff today.
Get you on here.
Looks like CRP participations, primary nesting season, COC election, and various other things. I do believe we have him on the line, so I believe he is ready to go. Let's see. Jeff, hello. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you very much for coming on Valley Talk and talking about these things for us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's a Monday, but, you know, it's looking like we woke up. Decent day. Yeah, that's right. Looking to maybe be a decent day, some thunderstorms around the area possible. So, I guess the first question that I like to ask everyone is kind of what do you do? What is the Farm Service Agency kind of all about?
We provide assistance to farmers in the area, whether it be cost share for CRP, whether it be a farm loan, whether it be a subsidy payment on the commodities they grow, or a disaster payment. Lately, we've been very busy with the disaster payments.
Yeah, I assume it has something to do with the drought going on right now.
Well, it has a lot to do with in the past that they're still struggling from the COVID and from pandemic relief. So we're still having so many issues with that in the market. It hasn't really bounced back like the way we're hoping it would.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to start off in particular? CRP participants, primary nesting season, COC election. What do you want to start off with?
Okay, let's start with the COC elections.
Sounds good.
We have August the 1st as the deadline to submit a ballot to run on the county committee. Right now, we're working on the East Grand Forks, Fisher area, and Crookston. So if you live in those areas and if you're interested, give the office a call. We can explain what a COC member does, how they help implement the farm programs.
Can you talk on kind of the specific things
that
they do?
Sure. What they do is they're actually in charge of the office. They have the authority to hire and fire the county executive director, me. Any and all programs are ran through the county committee. So they listen to every case, every folder. We give them a summary of the procedures, and we recommend, you know, you guys could approve this because it meets these criteria. It meets the minimal qualifications. Or we tell them they could be not approve it because of these conditions. So they actually look at every program that FSA administers. So it's an elected position. The county's broken up into three areas. And if you're farming in that area, you can vote for a county committee person to represent you. And the term is one term is equals to 3 years. And once your term's over, you can either run for re-election or you can bow out gracefully.
Yeah, and it looks, when do these nominations close?
It closes August 1st, so we're in the last few days to have somebody run for the committee.
Yeah, and it looks like, when do you need this position to be filled by?
Well, it'll happen normally. So August 1st is the deadline to submit a person's name. And if you think one of your neighbors would be a good committee, you can nominate them.
Nice. And it looks like...
So the ballots will go out like in November. And the election is usually the first or second week of December. And the term starts January 1st.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds very, very convenient. Might not be the right word, but like a good system in place, you know, to be able to elect the person you think is best fit.
See, we're the only agency that, you know, it's grassroots, that allows the local farmer to have input in the local farming for the area and the local FSA office.
Well, that's a really great thing. So, moving on from this, is that all you wanted to talk about with the COC election, or do you have anything else?
Yeah, that's fine.
So let's go ahead and talk about the CRP participants and kind of what that's all about.
Okay, right now, as far as CRP, we're pretty caught up on everything. What we're noticing is producers are calling into the office and wanting to know about the primary nesting season and if it's okay to mow. Well, it is, and the primary nesting season is between May 15th and August the 1st. And it's okay to mow and do some things. However, you need to let the office know and the county committee know. And that's with a simple phone call. You come in, you fill out a form telling us what you're going to do, when you're going to do it. We run it by the committee, and it's usually we approve them. There hasn't really been one that we haven't approved. So that's what's going on with CRP. We have the continuous sign-up, but so far we have a few people participating in that program. They should wait for the general sign-up. We just ended a few weeks ago.
And for those who may not know, what exactly is a CRP?
Well, we make cost-share payments. And a cost-share payment is on certain projects or certain elements of their plan, we cost-share in that payment. The producer pays for it, and we pay up to 65%, I believe. I could be wrong. But we pay a portion of that project. Would it be seeding? Would it be mowing? So what we want to do is bring the land sort of into an area where it was before farming. So kind of going back to nature.
Well, that sounds like a very good thing. So do you have anything else on CRP that you want to talk about?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory program. There's over 1,000 contracts in the county, so a lot of people know about it.
So to move on then, so there are also some dates, deadlines, interest rates, and CC loan rates. Do you want to talk about kind of what is going on with that?
Let me reach out to the people who tried to apply for the Emergency Reserve Program number 2 and the Pandemic Assistance Relief Program. There's 40 producers out there that have signed a register. We request that they get all their information in and call the office this week. Because by next week, we have to make a determination if they qualify for the program. That program ended on the 14th of July. But at the end, the office was inundated with people calling, so we had to put them on a register. But our register is good for 2 weeks.
Okay, so they have until the end of this week to register?
To furnish. Well, they already registered. They need to furnish their information and sign a contract.
Okay. So the contract signing is the important deadline coming up.
Yes.
So then what... Go ahead.
Okay. And then we do have... Right now is like the slow time of the year because we just finished with the crop reporting. And I just want to thank all your listeners because we're at 99% of our gold. So that was great.
Nice.
So right now, there's a lull in the program, actually in all the programs until probably October. So right now, we're just recharging our batteries and seeing what's going to hit us next. But we do have some loan rates that if producers are interested in a commodity loan, or a term loan, call the office. Our farm loan right now for operating direct loan is at 4.5%. Our ownership direct loans is at 4.875%. Farm ownership with joint financing, like with the bank, is at 2.875%. And we also have a farm ownership loans for the beginning farmer down payment program, and that's at 1.5%. If anybody's interested in increasing their storage capacity, our farm storage facility loan program can help you out right now. For a 7-year term, it's at 3.75%, which is really great. 10 years is 3.750, and so is the 12-year. If you need a grain cart, I'm sorry, go ahead, Sam.
No, if you wanted to keep going, go for it.
Yeah, if you need a grain cart or a piece of equipment, skid steer, something that you can tie it back into your farming operation, specifically grain hauling, you can buy used equipment. We can go up to 5-year term on that. And a 5-year term would be 3.875%. The last few months, we've seen a lot of people with grain carts and skid steers come in to apply. So if that's on your radar, give FSA a call.
And then commodity loan interest rate, what is that looking like right now?
Right now, looking kind of high, actually. But it probably, hopefully, it'll go down a little bit by the time we do start making our loans. Of course, I don't have that information in front of
me. I do, so it looks like it's 6.15% for the commodity loans.
Yeah. Well, thank you for mailing me out there. I appreciate it.
No problem. We're always prepared here at KROX. And then the West Polk County commodity loan rates for the 2023 crop, what are those looking like?
I don't have that information in front of me.
Well, luckily I have that as well. So looks like Wheat HRS is $3.75 per, is that bundle or bushel?
Bushel.
Okay, bushel, yeah. Barley is $2.28 per bushel. Oats is $1.79 per bushel. Corn is $2.07 per bushel. Soybeans is $5.88 a bushel. Sunflowers is $10.43 per CWT. I'm not 100% sure what that's.
Counterweight.
Okay, counterweight, and then dry peas are $6.16 for counterweight. So I guess, are those good prices, varying?
They're okay.
They're okay?
They're okay.
That's good to hear. At least it's not bad. So how about if you want to stay connected with FSA, how would people do that? If there's nothing else that you kind of wanted to talk about with the deadlines.
Like nowadays, we don't really have the ability or the budget to print out newsletters like we used to. So what we do now is we send out our emails through a system called GovDelivery, and it's once a month we send out newsletters to everybody's in our system. If you're interested and they haven't received your email, just call the office. We can put you in the system to make sure that once a month, you hear the story of what's going on in the office.
Mm-hmm. And how does one sign up for that?
They just call the office and tell them I want to be on the GovDelivery announcement. And whoever talks to them will get their email address and make sure it's correct. Because sometimes we might go to from Yahoo to Gmail, and so we can double-check to make sure you're getting our newsletters.
And then it looks like you can opt in to text messages as well?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't have that one in front of me.
So I do have the information here. With all the existing programs and new programs becoming available to assist you, we don't want you to miss out on any of these deadlines. We encourage you to sign up for our text message alerts. FSA provides text messages alert no more than 2 per month. For important reminders and deadlines, don't miss on getting these reminders. The 3 easy steps are: take out your phone, send a message to 372 669 with MN West Polk in the box of the text, and then hit send. So that's send a message to 372-669 with capital MNW West Polk in the box of the text. If you did these three easy steps, you are signed up to receive text alerts, and that's pretty much it.
So, thank you, Cameron.
Yeah, no problem. So we're approaching the last minute or so of this Valley Talk. Do you have any last minute thing or last second things that you kind of want to chat about before we wrap it up?
Yeah, we covered just about everything
that's good
going on this month.
Well, so if that's everything, then I'll go ahead and let you get back to whatever you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, Jeff. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Jeff Torres of the Farm Service Agency here to talk about a lot of stuff. CRP participants, COC elections, date deadlines, and CCC loan rates and interest rates as well. Lots of good information. That has been our Valley Talk on this Monday, July 24th.